This is the Composer's Datebook for January 10th. I'm John Zek. Today in 1987, the Houston Symphony under Hans Vonck gave the first performance of this stirring music, the Fanfare for the Uncommon Woman by the American composer Joan Tower. Since that date, Tower has gone on to write several more of these fanfares, all dedicated to specific uncommon women in the world of music. The first was intended as a one-off piece, using the same instrumentation as Aaron Copland's Fanfare for the Common Man, written back in the 40s. Tower's 1987 fanfare also had no specific dedicatee. Tower said she intended it to be in honor of all women, who, as she put it, take risks and are adventurous. Some years later, however, she decided to add a dedication to conductor Marin Alsop, who by that time had emerged as one of America's most successful conductors. It's Marin Alsop's recording of Tower's fanfare that we're sampling, in fact. So successful was Tower's 1987 fanfare that, much to her bemusement, she was pressed to compose several more for specific occasions and to honor specific women. The second was dedicated to Joan Brusetti, then the general manager of the St. Louis Symphony. The third to Fran Richard, director of concert music at ASCAP. The fourth to conductor Joanne Folletta, and the fifth to a patron of Colorado's Aspen Music Festival, Joan Harris. If you'd like to find out more about composer Joan Tower and other uncommon and noteworthy women throughout music history, our website is composersdatebook.org. Composer's Datebook is supported by Ancestry.com, an online resource for discovering family histories and growing family trees. Learn more at tryancestry.com. Composer's Datebook is a production of APM and the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.